Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. And Laura Turbide has a little bit of time off from the radio segments. So we had Kimberly Alacqua last week. And for the first time in quite some time, I believe, Lori McKercher is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
It's great to see you. And tell us, we have a first-time guest. Tell us who's with us this morning.
Yes, we do. We have Lina Brennan, who's our site administrator for Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital in Penyan. She also is a manager in human resources, so she's got two hats that she wears.
Lina, welcome to you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, but first I'm going to embarrass Lori and tell my Lori McKercher story. It's been a while since I've told it. But when my wife was undergoing her breast cancer treatment, it was a scary time for us. We went to Soldiers and Sailors for her to get her mammogram, and, you know, we'd never been through this, didn't know what to expect, and we walked through the door of Soldiers and Sailors Hospital, and there is Lori with a smile on her face, and it made everything from that point on go better, and we never have forgotten that to this day, and thank you.
You are very welcome. I'm so glad I was there and didn't know I was at the time, but you've told the story, and that's why we do what we do.
So, Lina, let me ask you, I always call it my new guest grilling, a little bit about your background and where you're from and what got you into the healthcare and HR fields.
I'm actually from Penyan, and so it's been great to be able to be that support in my own community as a site administrator. I actually started many years ago at Geneva General, and Human Resources is the office support person, and then over the years have been able to move into leadership roles as the HR manager for the health system. About a year and a half ago, I was asked if I would like to move to the Penyan site to be the site administrator, which I did. It's great to be able to be in my own community. I also went to school. I got my bachelor's at Cuca College. So I'm kind of that hometown kind of person that really likes to be able to support our local communities.
So were you interested in healthcare all along, or HR all along, or both?
No, not HR. That kind of fell into my lap at the time. I had been interested in healthcare and really thought I would move more along the office support line as some sort of a medical support person. Ended up in human resources and really love it. It's really my passion now that I've done it, and I really am glad I had that opportunity.
So what is the role of site administrator? What do you do as site administrator at Soldiers and Sailors?
Well, I do a variety of things. Really oversee making sure that the hospital is running smoothly, addressing any kind of issues that may come up, with whether it be an elevator that's not working or something that we need to make changes on. I work with a lot of our grants. I work with our DSRIP responsibilities. I work collaboratively with the other managers and the supervisors just to make sure that we're really presenting that good, high quality, compassionate care for all of our patients, residents.
So we're going to talk about a brand new program today. One of the kind of unifying themes in our discussions has been how much more quickly people are able to get well and get home. But on occasion, somebody needs a little bit more time, and that's what the Swing Bed program is all about at Soldiers and Sailors. So tell us, what is Swing Bed?
Swing Bed is actually just a designation that the payers, the insurance companies, use. It's a great opportunity because Soldiers and Sailors is a critical access hospital. We have the ability to offer this Swing Bed program. If you are a patient in the hospital and you qualify, you have to be a Medicare patient with certain criteria, you have the ability to stay right in our hospital, receive those same medical services that you had as a regular acute care patient. But in addition to that, you get to stay a bit longer. You get to have additional services. So the idea and the goal is to have the person really regain their independence to be able to go home or to be able to go to another level of care where they can ultimately go home. A big portion of this is for people who may have had surgeries or joint replacements or somebody who might need long-term IV antibiotics. While they're in the hospital, they have additional services through physical therapy, occupational therapy, respiratory. They really are encouraged to be very independent. So they bring their clothes, their comfortable shoes. We encourage that, getting up and getting dressed and doing a lot of the walking and the rehab that may be needed. There are also activities that are available for them, and we really encourage that participation because it gets you out and gets you going and socializing as well as some of the other needs.
So what does this replace, or what would these patients have done in the past? Are these people who would have been sent home and then would have had to see a visiting nurse to recover, or kind of who is it for?
Well, it's for patients who really have the ability to, or the need to increase their independence so it can prevent readmissions into the hospital. excuse me. They do sometimes are still sent home with some additional home care services. Sorry. But it really doesn't replace anything. It really enhances the opportunity for people to be a little bit stronger and a little bit more independent before they have to go home. And then hopefully they're able to recoup quicker while they are at home. Because as you said, you know, the insurance companies are really trying to push you out of that hospital quicker. And so at Soldiers and Sailors, we have that opportunity to allow them to stay a bit longer and just really build up that strength.
So it sounds like it's a kind of a combination. They're still getting hospital treatment, but they're encouraged to get up and walk around and not stay bedridden, sort of, make the transition from fully hospital patient to fully ready to go home and not to have any additional problems once they get home.
Right. That is the ideal, and that is the goal. That whole staying in the hospital, you don't have to move to a different facility, although sometimes we've had folks who have maybe been at either Geneva General or a hospital in Rochester who are able to get closer to home to finish up that rehab-type service. But often they're in the hospital at Soldiers and Sailors. They really have an opportunity to stay just that extra couple of weeks. Sometimes makes a huge difference in how they're able to recoup at home.
What's the evaluation process for a patient to be in the swing bed program? Can they ask for it if they feel like they need it, or is it something the doctor says, I think this patient needs a little more time?
Both. They can ask, and we have had people ask about our swing bed program as they've become aware of it. But it's really coordinated with the patient, their family, the physician, and our care manager. They really are able to go through an assessment process and really determine that that person may benefit from this type of extended stay. So it's really kind of a combination of things.
So you mentioned earlier that you have programs for these swing bed patients. What kind of things do they do?
They actually participate with our long-term care services and their activities. It could be a church service. It could be bingo. It could be a craft event. It could be a reading. It's a wide variety of activities that are offered through the homestead, and we have our swing bed patients who have the opportunity to participate in that.
And I know also they're encouraged to exercise and bring good exercise shoes and to stay active, so they're making that progress that you want to see.
Absolutely. We have our physical therapy and occupational therapists that come right to the floor, and we have a little bit of a satellite room there where they can really get that extended physical therapy, and they definitely are encouraged to walk. There's kind of a hallway pads that they've got going, and all of the plans for each person is very individualized. So it really depends on that person's needs and their abilities and their willingness to actually to work with those therapy services.
Was there a particular reason Soldiers and Sailors was chosen for this program? Was it availability of beds or any specific reason why it's starting out here?
Well, a couple of reasons. We do have the availability of the beds, but the other reason that Soldiers and Sailors qualifies is because we're a critical access hospital. And that designation is only for very rural hospitals, and you had to have applied for it and got it, which the organization did many years ago. And so because of that, we have the ability to provide that swing bed service. And it's something that we had been exploring. We had heard from some of our other rural hospitals in the state and thought that really would be a service that our community could really benefit from.
So are there studies at other places that have done this of better outcomes by having patients go through swing bed?
Absolutely. We do a physical assessment when they come in and when they leave. And there's actually that data is captured across the state with other critical access hospitals. So we've been able to see the number of patients who have been able to go home, those that need additional services, or whatever level of care they need. So we've been able to track the reduction in readmissions and or the increase in people being able to be much more independent when they leave.
What's the typical length of participation in the program?
That's a question they always tell me. Don't say that because they expect if I say 2 days, they're going to be gone in 2 days. But really, it is very individualized. It could be a few days up to 2 or 3 weeks. That's on average a couple of weeks usually.
So is this program up and running now or is it just about to launch?
No, it is up and running. We've actually been offering the swing beds for the past almost a year now.
Okay.
And the number of patients that are qualify and that go into that has really increased over this past year. So it's just really a great opportunity, and we've been excited to see the positive results that we've had with our folks.
Are there any plans to add it to Geneva General at some point?
No, because Geneva General doesn't qualify for that because
okay,
they're not a critical access hospital. Right,
okay.
Right. We get patients out of Geneva General who come
right.
to Soldiers and Sailors, but no, you have to have that critical access designation.
All right. It's the Swing Bed Program at Soldiers and Sailors Hospital. You can find out more about it at 531-2176 or at 315-787-4180. Lina, thank you for being with us. We always like to have first-time guests. Lori, terrific to see you again.
And thank you.
Great to see you.
I know we'll
you.
Probably have a few different people filling in for Laura here over these next few weeks.
Yes.
Until she's
I
back
may be
with
back.
Us. All right. Very good. Well, thank you for joining us both. We appreciate it.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Ted.
All right. As we get healthy with Finger Lakes Health at 8:50 on the Finger Lakes Morning News.
This is Science Today. The food and drug